so they are like this. However, you see, according to the Western culture, you see, the method that is used, you see, the psychological method that is used. So it's to use this everywhere, you know, to use this everywhere, in every cases, you see, all the time, you see, you see, not doing, so, then believing, you see, so trying to believe in that, and then trying to believe in that, and doing nothing with the doing nothing with the negative karma, and adding more negative karma, creating more negative karma. Kundalini is creating more negative karma, you see, piling up. So you see, doesn't really solve the you see, problem. To really solve the problem, one has to, you see, do something with the cause, which is within the person's mind. So what I think is that because there's no other method, you see, such as a purification, you see, purification and. In the Western culture, there is no karma mentioned. That, you see, there's no, as I mentioned in one of the teachings, as I mentioned, you see, that the karma is missing. You know, the explanation of karma is missing in the the knowledge of karma is missing in the, you see, Western culture. Psychological method, or the scientific knowledge, or the psychology, you know. So subject of karma is, you see, the knowledge of karma is not there. So therefore, also is not there, and also the method to purify, or you see, what can be done, you know, how one can, you see, how to stop. You see, cause is not mentioned there. Cause, you see, is not mentioned there. And the actual cause is not mentioned there. So therefore, the method is not there. You see, how to stop the problem. That how the person, how him, you see, can stop the problem. Can stop the problem, you see, by avoiding the cause. So it is not mentioned there. The inner cause. So like this. So the karma, the actual evolution, you see, of the happiness and suffering, that is not mentioned there. So therefore, the method, you see, to pure, you see, the method, say, to stop experiencing the problem, you see, to purify the past, and you know, to, you see, to not create again. It's not mentioned there, so that doesn't happen. So, in other words, the solution is not mentioned, and this real solution is not mentioned. So then what happens is the advice. So the only advice what's left is then what one can think of is you know to feel okay, you know, no matter whatever one has done, you see, even one killed father, mother, or whatever, you see, feel okay, you know, that you're all right, you see, nothing wrong with you, you're all right, you see, like that. So you see, so there's need deeper method. You see, there's need. That's not enough. That's not sufficient. That's not sufficient. Immediately making the person's mind kind of some pleasant. That's not enough. There's need deeper. There's need something deep. So you see now, because the method is not there, so then you see, that's only what you see, without choice. I have to, you know, this is only what's left. So this is my point of view. I don't know. I haven't started with psychology, so, but, you know, doesn't know anything about it. So this is my point of view. I'm talking just my own view, you know, what I think. So here, you see, in the teaching of Buddha, there's a method. This, you see, goes down to the root. You see, to change the whole thing in the mind. It's a method to purify, to stop creating cause again. See, I say, to say what was done already, what you can do with that, and you see, future, what you can do. You see, to not have problems, and that. So, this. You see, so this, I say, path or the, you say, practice. You see, there's, so path, practice is mentioned, you see. That you can purify, that, say, various methods to purify, you know, you can generate path, you can remove the imprint, and you see, by living in the living the morality, you see, and the vow, then you see one don't create cause again, cause of problems, so like that. By developing a good heart, positive attitude, by developing good heart, positive attitude, you don't create the cause of problems. So these things are mentioned. It's a principle. These things are so a principle method. So because you see, because of karma, subject of karma is missing. Subject of karma is missing in the Western scientific knowledge or the the Western culture is this the psychological. Say the knowledge or whatever, you see. So therefore, harming others, you see, since the subject of karma is missing, so you see, there's no understanding harming others means harming to oneself. Hamming others means humming to oneself, you see. So, the, you see, the knowledge of evolution of the problem is not there, you see, mentioned there. So, therefore, if it makes you happy, doesn't matter, you are giving harm to others. If it makes you happy, you see, then you, doesn't matter, you see. If it makes you happy, then you do it. You see, anything that you feel right, anything that you feel, anything that makes you happy, then, you see, you do it. So, like anger, you see. By exposing anger, you know, to the other person, if it makes you feel comfortable, you see, then you do it. If it, you know, whatever you say, insult or the bad words, whatever you say, what you have in the mind, you know, if it makes you happy by saying that loudly, you see, in the ear of the person, you know. Anyway, so, you know, if it makes you feel comfortable, happy, satisfied, then you do it. So, you see, such these things is due to, you see, the knowledge of karma, knowledge of mind, you know, about mind, the cause and the result, this evolution about mind, you see, that is missing there. So, you see, one doesn't understand giving harm, hurting others means you are creating the cause to be hurt. You are creating the cause, you know, you are creating the cause to be hurt you by others. In other words, it's a harm to oneself. Because you are creating the cause. And also compassion is missing. There's the knowledge, the education of compassion is missing in the scientific knowledge, and not mentioned there. And also the, you see, in the psychological, the method, you see, that is not conveyed, that is not conveyed, that's not mentioned. So, because of that, you don't think about what the other person feels. If you do this, if you say this, if you act like this, what other person has a concern for others, you see. As long as you feel comfortable, as long as it makes you happy and satisfied and happy, see, you do it. It doesn't matter if it hurts the other person. So the other person's feeling is not mentioned there. Other person's feeling, you know, you see, other person need also happiness, doesn't want suffering, it's oneself, you see. So they ever should not harm others, should not hurt others. It's like yourself, you don't want to be. You don't want to be hurted, you don't want to be insulted, you don't want to be, you see. So it's not mentioned there. So therefore, I often say, those who do job psychologist, one who does psychologist job as a work, and those public service, you know, those consultation or say, the psychology, you see, job. So my idea is that so the book is not important. If you do the treatment by relying upon the book, you see what is laid out, what is written, you know, how to do it. You see, if you rely on the book, then you don't have the, if you don't keep the aim to benefit. If you don't have the aim in the mind to benefit for the patients, how to benefit for the patients? The aim is not there. Aim is on the book. You know, you see what's written there. to do on it, what is written there, and to follow on that. You see, then because it is limited, that view is limited. You see, so as I mentioned now, these things are missing. So therefore, you see, in your action, the benefit is limited. You see, cannot benefit deep in the person's mind. So therefore, it's better, even though, of course, in the book there is something useful that you take it, one use. There are some things useful, take it. Then use one's own knowledge. Use your own experience, use your own wisdom. You see, keeping in the heart to benefit for that person, how to solve that person's problem and the disease or mind disease, body problem, whatever it is, keeping that in the heart, then think the method by yourself, by using your own wisdom. By using your own wisdom, your own experience. So that way, much more benefit. That way, you see, there's great benefit to the other person. So if the book becomes the aim, you know, and not the patience, then you see, I think very difficult to benefit. Since one has got degree or that thing, the title, you see, then actually how to treat, especially after one has met Buddha Dharma. After one has the degrees, those things, the recognition, that permitted to do, however, the job. So subjects, those things need to study for the examination, those things, but actually reality to help the person, to really help the people, especially after one has met the Dharma, you see, there's so much. One can offer various methods according to the capacity of the other person, you see. Various methods, you know, according to the capacity of the other person. Various techniques, you know, meditation, what is called meditation, not however, you know, various psychological methods. Basically, generally speaking, it's all, the whole problem is to, you see, problems in the city, you see, that this, the whole thing is this. The whole thing is if the self is not renounced, there's a problem in the life. If the self is renounced, there's no problem in the life. So the basic thing is that. It's one answer to all the problems. Whatever problem is, relationship problem, you know, disease, AIDS, cancer, whatever it is. You see, any problem. Somebody doesn't love you. Somebody gave up you, somebody, you see, whatever happens, death, you see, anything, what makes that life experience become a problem is because not having renounced the self. You see, if one sacrifices the self for others, there's no problem. That experience, situation, is not a problem. You see, and you don't label it problem. But you see, when the soul, as long as the soul is not sacrificed for others, it cherished, that itself is the problem. Even though there's no relationship problem, even every human being on this earth loves you, even everybody loves you. From starting the family, you know. If it's center, then if it's maintained center, you see, then everyone loves you. Everyone loves you. Everyone loves you. Everyone misses you. Everyone loves you. So, even the everybody, all every human being on this earth, including creatures, dogs, cats, then anyway, so birds, anyway, so yeah, so worms, cockroach, cockroach, mouse, anyway, so even everybody, even everybody loves you. However, you see, as long as one doesn't sacrifice itself, you see, there's a problem. That's the biggest problem. That's the originator of all the problems. So, you see, if this is practiced, if this is a self-sacrificing for others, you see, for others, you can put it, you see, same meaning, cherishing others, same, but here I say sacrificing self for others. Sacrificing self for others. So, if this is done, you see, immediately in the life, there's a great happiness, satisfaction. So, even one spent $1 million, $1 trillion for court cases, you see, to win, you know, over that person, to defeat the other person. You see, even you win, there's no happiness, there's no, you see, real peace in the life. There's many other problems. Besides, all that money is spent for need karma. You see, like that. Because motivation, the self, you see, self-cherishing thought. So all the money is gone for need karma, you see, for the logism. All the expenses are gone for the cause of logism. So like that. So this is one example. This is one example about the life. So there are many other things like that. That we spend money for the cause of Lord Hillam. We make big debts. They make big debts for the cause of Lord Hillam. However, so you see, for example, you see, it seems, for example, in, you see, like Australia, you see, in Sydney, for example, the cities they have, You see, person giving advice, anybody who has problems, you know, they ever can make telephone to that person. But in my view, so I think maybe there's somebody whom you can talk to, you see, who will listen to you, say yes, yes, or something, how good, or something like that, you know, who answers back to you, you know, some respond, you see, some respond, yes, yes, so that makes you happy. So at least you know some person, no matter wherever she or he is, you hear yes, yes to your talk, then that makes you happy, you see. Or something that you are sad of, something that you are sad, something happened, and the person says, oh, sorry, something, you know, try to be sad together, you know, so that makes other person happy. Anyway, so there's one person like that. The other person, I think there's one person who tried to give answer, I think, to the problems. But however, then my own view is that it will talk about, you know, the problems coming from the problems, say, yeah, problems come from self-cherishing thought, but don't talk about so much self-cherishing thought. Don't talk about the inner attitude. Talk about the result, you know. But that's usually what it is. So even this person, I think this person is quite well-known, is a well-known person, good in answering people's problems. However, he talks that this person knows that with so much hearing, you know, so much listening, I mean, hearing years, 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 people's problems. So I think he says that the problems come from self-cherishing thought. But in my view, I do not hear. The solution is to give up self. Solution is to sacrifice self-cherishing thought. That I didn't hear. So that one, you see, came from there, and that has to be, you see, changed. That has to be, you see, given up for others. So that I cannot hear. So that is what is missing. If that is, this is what is missing, there's only one answer to solve problems. One answer. It actually doesn't need many words. Just this is, doesn't need so many words. This, you see, renounce self, you see, self for others. This, you see, if it's put into the practice, immediately, there's no problem. The situation is not problem. It doesn't appear problem. Even it's cancer, even it's AIDS. If you are experiencing for others, you see, if you sincerely dedicate, it's not a problem. So even these serious problems, you see, even this, you know, you see, what is believed, what is believed, even these things. So other, you know, small problems is a question. So, so like this, warm heart and your warm heart and other people seeing content, satisfaction, happiness, you know, I think that that helps. So warm heart, compassionate kindness. Even there's not that much wisdom, but if there's this and there, then anyway, so can benefit to people's mind and the public service. So however, so needs to dedicate the merits every day and pray, you see. Any sentient being, did you all the three time merits recommended by my brothers? Any sentient being who hears me, who touches me, who remembers me, who talks about me, who thinks of me, and everyone, you see, to just by that, all their sufferings to be pacified immediately and to obtain happiness, means including enlightenment. So, if one dedicated all the time like this, and then you see, dedicated like this, then you see, and also you keep the attitude in this way and benefit others, then you see, so job, you know, working in the school, you're working as a teacher, or working as a psychologist, working as, you see, even in the office, or even as, however, cleaning the house, or, you see, sweeper, or whatever work you do. So with this attitude, you see, in the prayer, and you see, can always benefit to others. even when one does conversation with an unknown person, you see, in the street or you see in the office or something, because always you have the intention to benefit others. So you see, and because of that, always you speak something that is beneficial for that person. And you see, naturally comes, you know, if you want to keep the attitude in this way, to benefit others. Even in the conversation, you see, just somebody out of the street, you see, in the street, you see, or you see, however, something to benefit for the person's mind. Rather, when one meet the person, then you see, whole hour talking about my problem, you know, talking about, oh, you see, my problem. You know, giving the, you know, putting one's whole big, one's whole, anyway, so first of all, one's own problem, you see, one's own, you see, think that oneself labeled problem, and make it big, very serious, you know, you label first problem, then you make it very big, it's very serious, very big, you know, for your mind, in your view, you make it very big, and then put it on the other person's head. Or put all this problem in the other person's brain, you know, like putting things back to the refrigerator, putting food back to the refrigerator. Anyway, so however, rather spend all the time like this, you know. You see. Anyway, so however, you see, like that. If there's attitude, then always beneficial. Always, if there's attitude all the time, altruism, you see. And then, you see, all the time there's a benefit to other people. You know, there's a benefit, you see, according to one's capacity, so other people receive, you give benefit, you see, in the action. And like that. And if you pray all the time, every day like this, you see, then, you see, even other people seeing your picture, even seeing your picture, you see, they can succeed their activities by, you see, by, even they see your picture or something, see, even they remembering you, the disease get healed. Even their disease get healed, or their problems get solved. It's like that, you know. Mm. And so even the person doesn't know you or doesn't see you, has it, haven't seen you, you see. So even by name, it can benefit to the person's life. By remembering even name. Like that. Mm. So however, yeah, then the strong regret, going back to the subject. Huh? Mm. So the strong regret, and then you see, even it cost my life, even it cost to my life, to danger in my life, you see, I want to. So, see. So, how about bring compassion with the power, with the remedial for power, you know? Remedial for power. With remedial for power, see, such as you see, the, for example, 35 Buddha, 35 Buddha practice, you know, the, what's called the Sutra of the Three Hips, Sutra of the Three Hip. I don't remember exactly now. So maybe somebody can remember, so then, maybe then if you want, it can be discussed. this is easy, purifying by depending on the holy name of Buddhas. This, if one thinking in the meaning of the prayer is complete, you know, then it's one get practiced the power, the remedial for power, one get practiced, so it becomes perfect, perfect purification, you see, like that, and you see, each of these Buddha's name, you know, for example, Shakyamuni Buddha's name purifies. But a certain one time purifies, you see, the 84,000 eons in the karma. So each Buddha's name, you see, purifies, you see, the many eons of nirkama, different nirkama. So like, so by reciting the 35 Buddhas is their practice in the purifying downfall. By reciting this one time, practicing this well one time, it purifies the negative karma, even the heaviest negative karma, 5 uninterrupted negative karma, that which makes immediately straight after the death to be born in hell, Nara. See, even this negative karma, killing parents, cousin, brother, the Buddhas, you know, killing Arhat, all these things, you see, causing danger among Sanghas, you know, get purified. Then, they see, the special mantras, Vajrasattva, you know. So there are many mantras. There are 5 powerful mantras. 5 powerful mantras to purify the cause of the lower realms, you know, including Vajrasattva. So Vajrasattva with the Mahānatāyatāṅdā aspect, with the father, mother, embraced with this aspect, you know, highest tantra. And this is the you see, can purify even nirkama, heaviest nirkama, broke tantra root vows, even this can be purified. So then you see, maintaining on emptiness, reciting Heart Sutra, reciting Essence of Wisdom, you see, present primary text, and you see, those present primary texts, 84,000, you see, the 80,000 verses. So how you present primary text, maintain on emptiness, these are very, very powerful purification. Then making tzatza, you see, the Buddha stupas, Buddha, you see, they're making making many statues, making statues, how you buy, you see, and also unconceivable merit and purification, and making offering to the making offering to the triple gems, so they're about, you know, in London there is mentioned about six. So I'll stop here. Oh, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do this.